People are touched by the love of Christ. It happens in this parish. It happens everywhere that the good news of Jesus Christ is proclaimed and believed. You see, Christianity has never been a religion of just private faith. Me and God. Me and Jesus. That was never the plan. Such a faith would have died out very quickly, in one generation or less. As Catholic Christians, we are more than individual believers. We are a faith community. We are a parish, a church. We are part of something much bigger, much older, more worldwide than ourselves. We are part of a universal church. And together we accomplish great things, great acts of mercy, compassion, and redemption. And locally, each year at this time, we are asked to remember that. To remember that we are Christians. We are called to be merciful, as Christ was merciful. That's who we are. And none of us is exempt from that. Our work, our mercy, our mission in this world is the mercy and the work and the mission of Christ. And down through the ages, people just like us, ordinary people, continue to do the work of Jesus in this world, serving the poor, bringing comfort to the sick, the imprisoned, feeding the hungry, educating the young, training people for ministry, priests, deacons, religious, catechists, preparing couples to live their marriage as a sacrament, helping faith communities develop and grow, especially in the poorest parts of our diocese and the world. Our mission is to share the mercy of Jesus with the world, and especially with those in need, those who suffer. Our calling is a calling to be merciful. And one of the ways we do that locally in our own diocese is through an annual appeal that touches the lives of tens of thousands of people in need every year. And it's my task as pastor of this parish once a year to get up here and tell you about it and to ask for your support. I sent this brochure to your homes along with a letter from me this week, and I hope you got it. I hope it arrived. Mine got here on Friday. I've already filled out the card. I've made my pledge, just as I'm asking you to do that. It's what we do. It's how we support important things. If you haven't received it yet, you will in the next couple days. Please read it. The brochures are also in the pews. They're in the little racks in the pews in front of you. Pick up one. Take a look at it. It's really beautiful. In just a few words, a graph, and some pictures, it tells us how the money that is raised each year is spent and how it touches lives. Our brothers and sisters in some of the poorest parts of the diocese, seniors, children, youth, seminarians, the sick, the disabled, children in Catholic schools or in faith formation or on college campuses, prison ministry, not only to offenders but to victims. What I'm asking of you today is what every pastor in the diocese is asking of his parishioners today. And that is, we take a good look at the blessings in our lives and the value of our faith, and we share some part of that with those who are in need. And if you've come prepared to make a contribution today, just fill it out. Fill out the card, drop it in the basket with the regular collection. If you haven't filled it out, you can do so now. It simply asks for your name, your address, the size of your contribution. You can give by check or cash, payments over 10 months, with a credit card, a debit card, or even online at the diocesan website. All the information is there. If you plan to make your contribution, however, online, I have something to ask you. Please fill out the card also and let us know that that's what you're doing, so that we will have a record of it and that it will be properly credited to this parish. You see, we have a goal. We have a fair share goal, which is the same as last year, $46,000. Think of this, though. We are a parish of almost 2,000 families and households. If you do the math, and if we all do what we honestly can do, no matter how small or large our contribution is, we will meet and hopefully exceed our goal. But if we leave it to others to do their part and ours, we will fail. This is our church. We all benefit from it. We all depend on it. We all have a responsibility to support it, and the programs and the ministries and the outreach that help so many. If you need more time to think about it, to pray about it, to discuss it with your family, by all means, fill it out at home, bring it back next week, or mail it to us. I'm proud to say that in my 10 years here, we have always come through. You've always come through for us. We've met our annual goal year after year, and that makes me very happy and very grateful. And when we exceed the goal, I'm even happier, because all of that over the goal comes back to the parish, and we can use it for our own operating expenses, paying our bills, as well as running the programs and ministries that all of us depend upon. And finally, I never tire of saying how very blessed and grateful I feel to be your pastor. You give me so much support, and you are so generous. I thank you, and may God bless you.